Hey, this is Taylor Morey from Deadweight Citizens Brigade, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. I am Jack Lamming. I'm one of the regular hosts of this show. Our other regular host is currently writing a final exam. He should be here in a few minutes, hopefully soon. I've got our two guests here. I'll get them to say their names.
My name's Owen.
And my name is Alex.
Alex, they are the hosts of the now dormant?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to put it.
A hiatus.
Sabbatical.
Yeah, a sabbatical. You're taking of the podcast Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet, on which you discuss
every single Arcade Fire song.
Alphabetically, one per episode. Thanks for having us back, JL.
No worries. Yeah. You guys are See, good, I think, classic guests.
Alex is really a seasoned guest at this point. This is only my second time.
This is only your second time. I thought this was your third.
No. This might be like number five for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're an old timer.
Oh yeah.
You're an old fart.
I've been around since the old theme.
Is it like Alec Baldwin on SNL who's been the most?
So yeah.
Paul Simon.
We invite him on.
I've been a musical guest as well. I have that title at the very least of number of the combo of both music, highest musical and normal appearance.
That's true. On our first episode we had an accordion player. But he has not been back yet because he is he's a vagrant. And he, you know, Cody Sloot, if you're around, call in 604-822-2487. Yeah. If you're an accordion player, call in at 604-822-2487. So our show is a, how would you describe Radio Pizza Party?
In one word.
Friends.
Friends? Owen?
Comedy.
Friends and comedy. It's a comedy about friends. Much like that classic TV show from the 90s that we all love. We talk to guests who have interesting things to discuss. We talk about interesting things that we have to discuss. And today is unfortunately our last show of 2019, which makes it the last show of the decade. And so it is our end of year decade in review. It's a fond look back at the best things, people, and places that happened in from 2010 until now, and a lot's changed.
Yeah,
where were you guys in 2010?
What year?
Grade 9? No, grade 8.
Grade 8? I think I was in grade 8 or 9. I think I was in grade 9. I think I just moved
from grade 8 to 9.
Yeah, and from house to house as well. It was two big moves in one year, and I was
a tough one.
Hey. I'd like to only do one of these a year, please.
That's enough for this decade.
Yeah, so next time we moved, I did grade 10 twice. Mm. I was like, I'm not going up, guys. I've already had to switch bedrooms. I don't want to change again. So by the time I did socials 10 the second time, I whooped them. I know everything there is to know about Manitoba.
And the Red Louis Rebellion. Riel,
yeah. The one thing that happened in Canadian history that I still don't really know about. And where are you now? What do you guys do?
Both Vancouver citizens.
Both graduated from...
That must be nice.
This, from UBC. And not much to report. Work now. Came from work. Used to be here every week, maybe sometimes twice a week, recording our show. And now it's, hitting the office.
Yeah. Are you going to set up like a home studio and do the show?
We'll probably come back still.
Fair.
Yeah, Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet was born in the studio, so it's going to die in the studio. If it hasn't died already.
Just like us.
Is it going to end in like a like a Mexican standoff. You guys both shoot each other over the ratings of a song. I can see that happening.
I don't know. We haven't planned that far ahead. You know,
okay. It's just something. I'm just throwing it into the pot.
Okay,
something
Mexican
to consider.
Standoff.
Yeah, good.
I just figured there's like something like 72 songs, so I think 72 years is an adequate life.
Stretch it out to one song a year.
Yeah, you know, this would be our, I guess, third year of the show. Third year of the show.
Yeah.
We're going into our third year. And, you know, we really plowed through them, and we've gotten through around 50, and we're like, that's too many. We've gone too fast, you know. We want to space it out for the rest of our lives. And so now we're going to cut it down to maybe one episode every 2 years.
It's good.
So, yeah, basically instead of doing an episode every week, we're sending a tweet to the band every week so that they can produce more content.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like a, hey, guys. Yeah.
So, like, where are you now? Yeah.
Yeah. Please come back. I'd like to see you again. Speaking of things happening, this is a regular segment on our show. It's called Some News to Discuss.
Ah.
And this has been a newsworthy week, let me tell you. All right, our first piece of news to discuss is... the UK really sucks even more now. What do you guys think of that?
Majority
that
sucks.
Horrible election that happened yesterday where the Conservatives now have a massive majority.
I hear that a lot of British people, one of the girls on my team at work is British. We gave her a ride home actually on the way here, and she was saying that a lot of her friends still there are trying to trace back whether they have Irish heritage and applying for Irish passports, something that has been happening a lot now, even more so.
It happened a lot after Brexit, and now three times as much. I think our other co-host is here, and does he know the door codes? Does he look like he knows the door codes?
Let's all say it on air.
He's getting there.
But. That's good. I'm glad he's able to do it. Mm-hmm. We'll keep his name secret until he can get on the air.
Yeah. A secret host.
Yeah, he's the secret host. Our second piece of news, a volcano in New Zealand erupted, leading to a mass fleeing of the native Concorde birds. I wrote this in a rush.
What does a Concorde bird look like?
They look like a band. Hey, a classic. Hey, and you're wearing a t-shirt that says... please don't swear.
Flight of the mother flipping Concords.
Nice.
Out of pure coincidence, if I didn't realize there was the Vomit Award this today.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's
great.
So, New Zealand, like on is that on one of the main islands?
No, it was a small island off of the Bay of Plenty in the North Island.
Jack, we've got Kiwi heritage, eh?
I do.
Family in the what you just place
no,
you just described.
It was, the only people on the island were there for a cruise. And my family doesn't do cruises to places that they already live, which is good. That would be weird.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, people died.
Wow.
Sad. Oh. But hey, news is sad a lot of the time.
RPP has to be the one to
We think of ourselves as the radio show of record for UBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you'd like to contribute to that record, please...
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, would you look who it is? We have
me, Santa.
Santa's here.
The secret host.
It's me, Santa S. Claus.
Yes.
What does S stand for?
S stands for Stephen.
Stephen Claus. Cool.
What is up?
Not much. We were just talking about the volcano in New Zealand.
Which one was that?
The one that erupted.
Did people die?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I figured that would be a funny thing to talk about.
Yeah, this is what happens when you are in charge of the show for 10 minutes. It's actually me, Tristan, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
who would have thunk?
Yeah, I'm one of Santa's little helpers. You know me.
There he is.
How's it going, gang?
We already went over that.
Yeah.
Oh, were you listening as you walked from your exam?
Get out your shower radio.
Are you podcasting as it goes? Every like 10 minutes, you like click that podcast so people stay updated.
Yeah. Yeah, clogging up the feeds.
Very cool. So we're in the news part?
We're in the news part.
How was your exam? Speaking of news, speaking of current news.
Oh, yeah. So here's some current news. Just did an exam in Canadian life writing.
How'd that go?
Okay. I was writing down the last wire, last period, and then he was like, okay, you're done. So I'm like, I guess this ain't getting proofreaded. So,
was it just you in the exam, and he was staring at the paper? He goes,
yeah, he was like,
done.
You're done, Wheeler.
He's like, I insist every student has to take it one-on-one. And there's 40 students here, so my month is booked.
And he's the whole exam period. He's got one at 8:30, one at 12, one at 3:30, one at 7.
So if you were in like a poli-sci or something, you didn't get to do an exam. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, you did it in the gym too.
Hmm?
Was it in the gym?
Well, it was every room.
Oh, sweet.
Well, I'd be working out while I was doing it.
Right.
So, yeah.
300 students waiting outside for the next exam as Tristan takes too long. Yes.
He asked for extra time. Your pencil lead breaks.
Yeah, please. So what's next on the news?
You can really tell this didn't get proofread. I bought all the Christmas presents I needed to today. How's everyone's Christmas shopping going?
How are you guys? You guys celebrate Christmas.
I haven't started yet.
Celebrating Christmas or buying the gifts this year?
Are you celebrating buying gifts?
No, that's capitalism.
Hey. So you guys are good God-fearing. You guys are pro-Christmas in the war on Christmas.
Yes.
Would you say happy holidays?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it seems like you're kind of anti-Christmas.
He's a turncoat.
Yeah, that's a bit of a turn. That's a bit of a Benedict Arnold.
I'll say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Both.
In one at once?
Yep.
So you'd be like, what about Christmas?
No.
That's like a sneeze.
Yeah. And they're like, what? You're like, no, I'm being like...
Being inclusive, this is what inclusivity looks like. Get over it.
Yeah, over it. You're
in the wrong here.
Yeah,
I said the right thing.
I said the normal thing.
Merry Christmas holidays.
Yeah. Cool. Christmas shopping, I did a bit of it.
Yeah? What'd you get?
Oh, well, I can't say.
Oh.
Because all the gifts I've gotten will be spoiled.
Wait, so everybody that you bought a gift for is listening right
is
now?
Is listening right
yeah,
now.
I thought you got a list for every,
more people.
A gift for every listener.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, call in 822-2487.
Please. Randy?
Al?
Al,
I think it's Lucas.
Listening.
I was thinking about this. I think it's Lucas.
You think so?
Do you know about this,
what?
Owen? There's this guy that'll call.
I have no clue what's happening right now.
Will call in. He's called in twice over 2 years.
This guy that has called in twice, but more than anyone else.
Yes, that's true.
And he's like, my name's Al, but I thinking about it, he kind of sounds like Lucas, but he might not be.
Hey, Al.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah,
Al, you got to call in.
Al or Lucas, if you can call in and clear this up, preferably both at the same time.
Yeah, we can get a conversation. Because then it'll be like, if we've never seen them in the same room, then it won't be, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a Batman, Superman sort of thing.
My favorite version of radio calling is when you can see people.
this is actually, there's a big production. We got dancers. They're like dancing to what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the sidelines.
On the sidelines. That's me in the corner.
Yeah.
So Christmas shopping's been good. I'm pro Christmas shopping. What about you guys?
You can be pro Christmas shopping and against forcing everyone to use Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, you know.
It's fair.
It's not one side or the other. It's not anti-Christmas or pro Christmas.
Is being pro Christmas presents?
I'm pro Christmas present. What do you guys want for Christmas?
Oh, what do you guys want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Happiness and cheer.
Nerd.
Friggin'.
Just be surrounded by my friends and family.
I want a new Xbox. Yes, I already have a new Xbox. I want another one.
Nice. You can get two monitors.
Yeah, I don't want to put them on top of each other so they both get really hot and break.
Hell yeah, dude. I want to get a PS4.
What?
Yeah. That's all I got.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
I have one too.
You have one what?
I have a PS1.
You have a PS1?
Yeah, I'm making the big leap.
Lucky.
Yeah.
The PSs they really kept going, whereas the Xbox just went to right the 360. Am I right?
Yeah. Where are the other 358?
They're all beta versions.
That's true.
Their engineers are very specific.
And then back down to the Xbox One. I mean, that's already been there.
Yeah. The names. They're naming. Is the new one, do you know what it's called?
Hmm.
The Xbox Series X.
Seriously?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what the new Xbox is going
to
be called.
Skipped right over A to the letter that's before X in the alphabet.
Exactly.
W.
They already have the Xbox One X, too.
Yeah, I have that one.
Look at Mr. Big Shot over here having the high-powered one.
Yeah.
Mr.
That,
cool.
Does that mean that it started with just the X, and then it was the XB, and then the XBO, and then XBOX, and now it's the XBOXX?
Yeah.
That there's all sorts of iterations in between?
Yeah. And then there was the XABY, because it's the buttons on the controller.
They had to have individual versions for those.
Yeah.
And then they added the joysticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
Fun times.
Fun. What else is on the news?
You missed the first two.
Oh.
So okay. We're not going back.
Are we out?
Yeah, we're out.
Oh, shoot.
I guess I have some decade in review stuff.
Oh, okay, sweet. I actually, I need to prepare some stuff for that.
Yeah. We can go to an early song if you want.
Let's go to an early song, Eddie, so I can get my bearings. I just ran out of an exam. I literally ran.
Where was your exam?
This
one's for all the UBC heads out here.
This is the McLeod building, so the electrical engineering building.
That's a while away.
It's a little ways away. So I was like, I got to get my radio show. My best friends are there. They're obviously not doing well without me.
Did you like put your backpack on, hold your hat to your head, and run like in a movie?
I did do that thing where you grab the strap so your backpack doesn't like flying around when you run.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's like waiting for the soundtrack to kick in as you're running kind of thing, like the start of the movie.
But the only soundtrack I got was a couple of guys being like, oh, that question. And then I went by them, so I didn't hear the rest. But apparently there was a question.
There was a question on the exam?
Yeah.
That
exam.
Great thing to keep note of.
Yeah, so, hey, if you any of you prospective students out there, just remember that there are going to be questions on the exams.
And which course is this for, so that they know?
This is English 372.
Sweet. I'd rather have an X card.
Alex just threw the mic away in disgust at what I just said.
I thought it was Canadian Life Writing, and then he said it was English 372.
Well, it's one and the same.
Yeah. If it was up to me, I would like an Xbox 372. That's been some news to discuss.
Cool. I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to go to some music. This is...
We're going to go from that music right to another type of music.
Yeah, but this is much different music. This is Vivaldi, My Reptile, which
what?
I don't know if that's supposed to be used as a verb or what, but it's by Devours. And Devours has a Wikipedia page now.
Wow, that's how you know you've made it.
Getting pretty mainstream.
Is it Vivaldi, My Reptile is a verb or is like a noun then comma? Like Vivaldi, comma.
There's no comma.
Oh. Hmm.
So I think you could be telling somebody to, hey, can you Vivaldi My Reptile?
So what's that mean? Like play like a concerto?
Yeah.
The Four Seasons?
Yeah. Do like, oh, so you want me to be like ding diddling diddling ding 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 on your reptile?
It's hot-blooded. Only the summer season and spring sometimes.
That's oh, yeah.
True.
Or cold blooded. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it lands either way.
So the thing with hot blood is you get to check it and see.
Yeah.
And see
well,
if
you can only listen if it has a fever of 103.
Yeah.
And we'll find out if how much this has to do with Vivaldi and reptiles in just a second here.
Bye. denial. I know you all too well. It's hard to admit we spent 25 years hiding out from ourselves. It's all we knew, it's all we knew. Up for one more year. It's everything.
goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. One in seven Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Whoa, what
hey,
up?
Hey, we're back.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At UBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's been happening so far?
We've been talking
catch
about...
Catch me up, too, because hey. I've been... Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that? We've been talking about...
It's a decade-long show, so all the references are from sometime in the past decade.
Yeah.
Why you know... You remember that one?
Yeah. We've had some rage faces in here.
Yeah.
Let's not... Yeah.
Stop parse words.
Yeah, I'm wearing shutter shades.
Yeah. So we're doing a decade in. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a thing. Remember that? Nyan Cat?
Oh, Nyan Cat. Do you think the website still. Should I check out the Nyan Cat?
Yeah, check out the website. Yeah. While you do that, I'll say, this is, Radio Pizza Party. We have guests on. We chat about things. And we're doing a decade in review slash. I think we're doing a Christmas thing later. We are here with Owen.
Yep.
And Alex.
Howdy.
There we go. So they're currently they're just private citizens, but they have been known to create a podcast in the past.
On hiatus.
We'll
be back soon.
You'll be back soon.
How
Arcade
soon?
Fire sings the alphabet. If you're interested in music and Arcade Fire.
This Arcade Fire, if for the uninitiated, sounds a lot like this.
Yeah, this is the genre that Arcade Fire is
the
in.
Most recent music. Like, this is, like, straight off an album. This is what they're inspired by, I assume. Yeah.
This isn't the Nyan Cat.
This is the Nyan Cat.
This is just, Christmas.
This is like a Christmas Nyan Cat.
It's a Christmas Nyan Cat.
This isn't
Nyan
the one.
Nyan Cat's dressed up like a present. Here, I'll put on Nyan
Cat. The website
Cat.
Isn't still up.
It's nyan.cat. There's a store.
There's a store. Imagine, what psycho is buying a Nyan Cat shirt in this age?
Oh, the shop is unavailable according to Shopify.
Good.
All sold out.
For the Christmas season.
It just says, we did gangbusters.
You have to buy before the 6th.
Yeah.
Everyone's making fun of like the guy who bought a Peloton bike for his girlfriend. No one's making fun of the guy who bought the Nyan Cat shirt.
Throwback. So I believe we have a few decade in review.
We do. This is it's a decade in review.
A few decades in review.
A fond look back. The decade saw a lot of things. There was the Harlem Shake, Gangnam Style, no one's up for a walk, and no less than 10 coups d'etats, according to Wikipedia.
There was 10 coups d'etats in the 2010s?
Yeah, I know. January
1st. How many can you name? Go.
Brazil, or not Brazil, damn it.
Moving on.
Bolivia.
There was one in Gambia, too.
Yeah.
I know that because I looked at Wikipedia earlier.
Yeah, so there's a few. It's a big decade for coup d'etats.
Yeah,
not as big as
one.
The 80s. That was the big coup d'etat year. Mm-hmm. But now we've moved on from that, so I'm glad. What are some favorite things of the decades? Historical events, which are now become historical, or news events?
Coup d'etats only, are we talking
about? Yeah, any kind of regime change.
Any
really.
Major we'll regime expand. Changes, yeah.
Like political even, you know, openly public.
Like of the Arab Spring, which was your favorite country. Mine, Tunisia.
Was Egypt in that?
Yes.
Yeah, then big Egypt guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you in it for the pyramids?
In it for the Nile.
The Sphinx.
The Sphinx. All these are good things
Cradle
about Egypt.
Of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much to love about Egypt. Shout out to all our Egyptian listeners.
Yeah, Al, if you're Egyptian, please call in at 604-822-2487.
Or Lucas, if you're Egyptian, please call
Lucas,
in.
Lucas.
What do you think about, do you think there are still active curses of people that broke into tombs in Egypt and were cursed by people a long time ago. That's like you and all your ancestors.
Oh,
how far does one of those go? Like, is it all of your direct line, or like, is it one of your children's cousin? Like how does far does that trickle down? Like, just one person, and then every exhibit.
Yeah, because they don't say, "Oh, your ancestors," but like. Paternally,
just your first child.
Yeah,
like what if someone has 12 kids and they all have 12? And it's just, are they all cursed?
Yeah, because it's isn't that a thing? It's like if you're Catholic, if your dad's Catholic, but not if your mom's Catholic. Is it one of those things?
I don't think that's not Catholicism.
No, okay, maybe I know that's a thing in Judaism. If your mom's Jewish,
it's matrilineal.
Oh,
yeah.
The other one must be the dad.
Yeah,
two religions.
I'm just thinking, so is it like a coupon, like gift card situation? You know, like coupons expire, gift cards don't. So it's like, the question is like whether these curses are coupons or gift cards.
Versus like a hex? A curse versus a hex or something like that?
Because if you have a curse, let's say I curse six of your thing, that's a gift card.
And the seventh one's free? Or?
Yeah, the seventh one's fine.
Yeah.
But your first six kids,
okay,
they're going to die.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Yeah.
So I think that...
There's something caught outside in the rain without an umbrella or something like that, not a...
Yeah, do you think, it's, the first person, is, the person who actually goes in the tomb, they're the one who, dies in 2 years of a snake bite, in the middle of London or something like that, something crazy. But do you think then their kid... It kind of depreciates, it has a half life. So once you go a couple generations, it's just the person, stubs their toe really bad once, and that's
I got stung by a bee.
Yeah, and it's that is the curse.
Half life of the curse.
Yeah, all these good things happened in the 2010s. Yeah.
King Tut's tomb discovered in the 2010s
by Carter was his name.
Howard Carter. I'm on his Wikipedia page. Yeah. I can't find anything about a curse though.
Well, no, because didn't he die of poison, of the blood, because he nicked himself shaving?
No, he died 17 years. It must have been someone.
Tristan, that sounds familiar. Tutankhamun.
It does.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, but the guy who discovered...
Everyone's pointing at me.
Died, look here, you son of a... He died 17 years later, so it doesn't sound right, but I know there's a curse.
But you know the one I mean, the guy cut himself shaving. It'd be a story people would tell.
Isn't that the
Tutankhamun I think
guy?
So.
It was.
Or maybe when they discovered the Sphinx...
I mean, the Sphinx wasn't ever
hidden.
To some people, it was.
I suppose so.
To people who have never seen it, it's hidden. So we have here Obama left office.
That was a thing.
That was a thing.
That happened this decade.
Yeah. He reelected.
Yeah, he got reelected.
Yes, that's also a thing. So you can say Obama's second term.
If we're going chronologically, Obama had a second term.
And then, much to Jack's chagrin, he got elected, and then Jack's more favorite politician got elected in 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
that's the opposite of what I like.
Yeah. That's what makes it funny.
Oh, it was a bait and switch.
It's a bait and switch.
This is a comedy show.
Yeah, that's in case you haven't noticed.
Right. This is a comedy show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Remember Balloon Boy?
Yeah. It was all fake though, right?
Yeah.
See, fake balloons were invented in the 2010s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex, what is your take on the Balloon Boy?
I'm struggling to remember the Balloon Boy. I just remember the Facebook kid, the one who got arrested for bomb with he built an alarm clock and they thought it was a bomb.
Oh yeah.
But I heard boy and news in 2010, that was what
And he he built an alarm clock and everyone he said it was racial discrimination because they're oh, you made a bomb, but it was actually just a clock. But then wasn't there some sort of thing where it was faked or something?
Apparently
was
his dad made it. And it was a whole thing to get press.
He purposely made it look like a bomb?
Yeah, because all it was a digital alarm clock that was taken apart and put in a briefcase. There weren't any new components to it, apparently.
All it was a red stick with a piece of string coming out of it.
And a timer that kept ticking down.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote Jr.
We should rename this episode, people slightly misremembering the past decade.
I found out who died. It was... George Herbert, 5th Earl of Carnarvon.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He got bit by a mosquito and then cut that when he was shaving. Whoever guessed that was bang on correct.
That was all TW over there.
Well done.
But yeah, for the listener, if you don't remember, Balloon Boy was a news story where there was allegedly a boy in like a hot air balloon.
His dad, made a homemade weather balloon or hot air balloon.
And they were like, oh my God, our son is trapped in this thing. So there was like a live news feed and everything. But then it was found out. And then they did this whole thing. It was like, oh, he's actually hiding in the garage. And then it was all faked. You can see the interview.
It's hilarious. The parents are like, we were worried the whole time. The kid was like, you knew I was safe.
Yeah.
You told me to go in the garage.
Yeah, so it's on live TV. So it's good. Good stuff. Great. 2010s. Do you know anyone who was born in the 2010s?
Are you asking whether we know anyone who's younger than 9?
Yeah. Are you friends with any 9-year-olds?
I can't say.
Do you know anyone who got married in the 2010s?
My sister. She got married this year.
Yeah, I said I didn't ask you.
Sorry, I forgot your question there to the guests. You're right.
I'm sure I do, but off the top of my head.
Have you been to any weddings in the last 10 years?
No.
No?
Wow. Been...
Yes, I have. 2 weddings. What am I saying?
How many funerals?
Both my god brother, or let's just say like the...
You don't have to make up a story, Alex.
Yeah.
The son of my godparents got married, and then a couple years later, the daughter of my godparents got married.
Oh, big year for God.
Yeah. He was like, I did it, guys.
Did it up.
I think like wedding attendance is like a really big curve, though, you know? Like no one likes inviting kids to their weddings, so like that's pretty low. We're still relatively low. But then once you hit like that kind of like a little, like, I don't know, late 20s to like early 30s, like, everyone's getting married, and then you get that real peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you get some stragglers in like their 60s.
Yeah. And after that, you kind of like ride it out as like aunts and uncles, and like you're the aunts and uncles of the people getting married, you know? Yeah. It's like a real kind of like downward slope, but gradual.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because, I mean, everyone's like, we're all close friends. We're all going to get married at some point, invite each other to each other's weddings, because,
right? Speak for yourself.
I'm doing a very intimate kind of thing. I just will say
that. I only want to invite, like, 80 to 100 people.
I'm just going to invite, I can only invite so many people. Like, I got, like, already have 500 of my closest friends coming, Alex. I'm sorry, you didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you're invited to mine.
What day is that?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I'm probably going to be busy.
Yeah, I got a lot of things
to do.
It's only people I added on Facebook pre, like, 2015. Yeah, sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
But sorry, what were you about to say?
But if you didn't meet you mean you're saying your wife is one of those people?
Well, each of you invites your Facebook friends who are from pre-2015.
How many people, you hear these stories where people are, like, young, and they're like, that's going to be my wife, and then it ends up being their wife. You don't hear about these stories so much anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
Just as something to think about. What has come to our society?
What happened to high school sweethearts?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Well, let's not speak too soon.
Okay, geez. So we asked everyone in the room to come up with the 5 best, their 5 favorite albums of the decade.
This was a big decade for music.
Big decade for music. Lots of music happened. I'm just going to kind of wing this because I didn't have time to prepare. I was studying all day, but I will maybe be the mediator of the conversation.
That's good.
Yeah.
Why don't you start?
Owen also had to wing it because you didn't ask everyone in this room. It was a group chat of 3 of the 4 of us.
I forgot that you weren't in that.
I just assumed that.
You weren't in the group chat.
We all know who's not getting invited to the wedding.
We are very sorry, Owen.
To mine. So yeah, I had to write this in the car on the way here.
Oh, shoot.
So what do I do? But just pull up my favorite corporation who tracks what I listen to.
Yeah.
I went to my Wrapped of the Decade. Spotify Wrapped of the Decade,
Okay.
Did a little perusing through there. And so are we doing this in an order?
We'll do 5 and then go around 4.
Yeah.
See, that's difficult too, but...
It doesn't have to be particular order as well.
You picked the wrong person to start. Jack, why don't you...
We're not quibbling about the rules here.
Okay. Number 5 lands with Modern Vampires of the City, Vampire Weekend.
Good.
2013.
Good move. That's
great album.
That would be up there for me as well.
Why is that, Owen?
You have to explain why? This wasn't in the notes! It has a quality song. I don't want it.
You can pass.
Yeah, pass on that.
Yeah, but what... we haven't, what's been, everything's been said about that album.
Yeah. Well, that's like the theme of every song album. Yeah. I'm going to choose from here on out. It's like, oh, you chose that one? Oh, okay. I mean, everyone's already kind of talked about that, but okay.
No, that's right. A really good, it's a good album. Good choice, Owen.
Yeah, it almost made my top five. It's definitely in my top 10.
Too bad we're not doing that.
Yeah. My number five is...
He's pulling up a giant piece of paper. He's
this is like the Oscars. He's got like the card. He's pulling out of the envelope.
It's like a roadmap.
My number five is Melodrama by Lord.
Oh, yeah,
it
good
was
move.
A...
I haven't listened to it.
Toss up You've never between listened, no. that and Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion. I hold them both. I mean, they're both like very much female-fronted pop music that mm-hmm. became emblematic of guys being like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm mostly like, I'm really into, you know, hip-hop and indie, but, oh, have you heard Carly Rae? Like, you know, there's some good pop music out there.
Yeah.
But I really,
the
I really
liked...
The
Jacks of the world.
Yes. Yeah, I really like Melodrama.
It's a great album.
Yeah, good one.
I'll start with the best Arcade Fire album, Everything Now, of course. That's my number five. Right.
Very good. Yeah. So that's a good start. I would say I don't know. I'm just media. I don't have a list. So we'll just go back to Owen.
You can just give us your top one.
Yeah.
At the end. Okay. I like that. Okay. Number four. Also a mellow. I like Alex goes from his Melodrama to Mellophobia, Caged Elephant, 2013 as well. Oh. Great vintage 2013.
Yeah. What,
That one had the song from Borderlands, right?
No, that's earlier.
Okay.
What would be a song that would be noticeable from that album? Or is it more of just like an album?
Well, clearly none of them if nobody knows
them.
Oh,
wow. Like my favorite is on this album, Cigarette Daydreams.
Out of the cage.
Whoa. Cigarette Daydreams is good. I like that song. I won't play any of it, but I like it.
No.
You won't play any of it? Like what do you mean, like on your radio show? Or you won't play any of it on...
I won't play any of it on my radio show or in my personal time. I heard it once, I said... It's pretty good. I won't play anymore.
This is, whenever I hear someone talk about like listening to music, I won't play it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, it's good. Just not gonna. Don't need to go back there.
I've heard.
I've
it.
Had that experience.
Yeah, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I heard it.
I mean, never on again. That note, there's a lot of next thing on my list is from 2010, and there were a lot of albums from the early 2000s that I listened to so much. And looking back, like, yeah, I really love them, but I loved Good Kid, Mad City when it came out. It's a phenomenal album. And I beat it to death so much in the 11th or 12th grade when it came out that it turned me off to Kendrick for the rest of his discography. That I just,
oh, wow.
I felt I've had too much of this, and it maybe I'll revisit it sometime soon. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I will, and I'll go back and appreciate what clearly seems to be good in the later stuff. But for me, it I beat it to death to the point that it I couldn't follow it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my number four spot though is from 2010, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye.
Wait, did that come out in 2010?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it came out in 2009.
It Don't very try much to get us like, on technicalities here.
It feels like an end of the era album, like you know, because 2010, like Shubhi, you started this doing it from the 2011 to 2020. It feels like after that things change. That it's almost emblematic of the you know zero zeros Kanye,
the
not
end
the,
of
not
that.
The aughts Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Kanye, as we all know, is doing great right now.
Yeah,
he's at his creative peak.
Did you see him as a silver man?
Yes, the opera.
And yeah. Mary, the other opera.
Oh. No.
He had Sheck Wes, known for Mo Bamba, as mm-hmm. the lead in his opera. And he was giving him stage directions and telling him to fall on his face. And he told him to five times, and Sheck Wes just wouldn't fall on his face.
Yeah, you can't just falling on your face hurts.
Yeah.
And you just one of the more sensitive going, parts of your body.
I'm scared too. And then Kanye would just say, fall.
That's what stunt doubles are for, you know?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
your fake.
What if you're watching a play and then
runs off
they
stage.
Turn the lights off and it's obviously a different dude and he like just falls on his face, lights off again, and then it's Sheck Wes being like, oh.
Ow.
Ow.
All right, for my number four, I'm going to go with the new classic by Iggy Azalea, a classic rap album.
A classic. That is... That's like one of those things when people say hip hop, when people were like, you know, there was that time when people were like, oh, hip hop's too like, it's not like it's too aggressive or something like that. This brought hip hop to the masses.
Yeah, it brought it back to its golden age.
Yeah, like you hear tastes of Tupac.
Yeah.
And all these.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit, one of the, my favorite rap groups. Yeah. Great, great pick. I think the best pick so far.
Yeah.
Owen, on to you.
I keep forgetting that you're not doing it, so I never have my list ready. Number three is Brothers by the Black Keys, 2010.
Oh, wow. That's a... Wow, that's a good one.
But I think one thing I've noticed, I mean, Alex and I at least, is that earlier than 2015 is where most of my list tends to lay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering whether that's just because of what your age you're at during that point in time.
Did you graduate in 2015?
I did graduate in 2015. Yeah. So, you know? It's just like the high school songs. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's just because it takes you like 5 years to truly like kind of like sit through an album and appreciate and decide that this is what I want to listen to and this is what makes my decade.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like whether like we did this 5 years from now and picked the best songs of the past 10 years, do you think they'd all be from like right now? Or do you think they'd be like 5 years? Like,
yeah, that's
recent?
Hard to say. It can, because it's hard to pick, like say like I heard an album like last year that I was really loved and maybe I'd like, you wouldn't know, you'd be like, because at least for me, I'd be like, oh, that's too new. I haven't had the time to kind of process that yet. So then... But maybe in like, yeah, like 5 years, I'd be like, oh, I should have, I consider that one of the best of the decade. Yeah. So that's a good point.
Definitely. On that note, though, I mean, I find for me, I think the best music, the best year was of music for me in this decade was 2017. That's a topic for another time, but rather than earlier, but my number three or whatever we're on now, a very Ricky moment, is Celebration Rock by the Japan Droids.
Mm.
That was something that, with these albums, I really thought of what are things that I would write as, you know, defining me and turning points in where I went with music afterward. And Japan Droids, I started listening to them fairly late to the party, really. Like, I only started listening to them in 2016, 2017. But after listening to them, there was an entire year and a half where all I listened to was them or bands that sounded like them, in terms of something that kind of just hit me out of nowhere. And, yeah.
And they are, is this one of the motivators for being in a guitar and drum band?
Yeah, it was that was around the same time as well where, I mean, Lucas really liked Lucas, the drummer in the band that we're part of.
Yeah,
people listen to the show. Yeah, people listen to more than one. This isn't the first step. People listen to the show. They know who Lucas is.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic one. He's big.
Also known as Al.
Yeah.
And, so Lucas really liked the Black Keys, and we both knew, like the White Stripes. And then in terms of what... we would just be practicing just the two of us just kind of messing around. And I was, when I started listening to Japan Droids, of how much you could do with just two people. And I love them.
Oh yeah.
And they're Vancouver boys.
Oh, right.
They went to UVic. Yeah.
Right. I always forget that. I know they're Canadian. I just assume they're Toronto.
They mentioned Robson Street or Granville Street in one of their songs. They mentioned going out on, I think it's Granville.
They're Street. Like, hey, we're going to the... Pizza.
Hey, we're going to Romano's Pizza.
Yeah.
I heard it's the best in town.
We're going to a dispensary. Oh, that
a song called Rockers East Vancouver.
There we go.
Yeah.
Darkest
Jack.
On the Edge of Gas Town.
Speaking of UVic, only trash comes from UVic.
Yes.
Other albums that have had a massive influence on me is Angelic to the Core by Corey Feldman.
Oh, I love that album.
Yeah, it came out, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it has.
Do you think it stacks up to his earlier stuff?
Is that the one that has Ascension Millennium?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Play a bit of Ascension Millennium?
Play a bit of Ascension Millennium by... the video is notable because it has Sean Astin in it for like a second.
Well, the and Stand By Me boys stick together.
I know, and you know that he's only in it because they're probably like very good childhood friends. And he's like, can you please be in my video?
Sean Astin's not in Stand By Me.
Wasn't he?
Sean Astin's in The Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shucks.
But so is Corey Feldman. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
It's a movie with Corey Feldman in it.
But okay, it wasn't in the past decade, so we're not talking about it.
Yeah, sorry. This is a decade-specific thing. This is... Great start to a song.
A burp.
Yeah. This is an album opener.
This is the album opener? Yeah. Ascension Millennium?
Yeah.
Maybe skip ahead a little.
Yeah, I'll skip to like...
Yes.
Yeah. It's basically this for the entire song.
So this really hit me this decade. I really love this one.
The best part of the music video, it's like a one take music video, but there's a scene where he's like really struggling to get a glove on.
And they just keep
and he keeps going because it's like a one take thing. But yeah.
The guy commits.
That's why he's one of my favorite actors too.
Maybe he was just channeling OJ during the trial.
Didn't put his hand, like squeezing his hand together, like his thumb and finger, it, make it big. Like,
it won't fit.
Yeah. Owen. Oh, number two.
Number two.
Are yours in any particular order?
In general, they're in order, but you know, like
depending
people
on your
change. Exactly. Yeah, okay. Second song is Anti-Socialites by Always.
Oh, 2018. Good move.
I was like really torn. Do I go with number one, number two, like album wise? And number two took it. You know, just maybe maybe this is recency bias, but
still, I mean, like I feel like recency bias is like it's like the opposite, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Like it's harder to pick a recent album for your top of the decade. Like we were just saying.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. My number two, Wrecking Ball by Bruce Springsteen from 2012.
Wait, he had an album this year.
2012.
Yeah, he had an album this year.
Or this year, I meant this decade, I meant.
Well, he had several albums this decade.
Oh, my God. Wrecking Ball. Well, actual albums, he's only had two. Wrecking
Ball
and
Walker.
There's actually, if you're a big Bruce Springsteen and Miley Cyrus or Songs About Wrecking Balls fan, there's a great mashup from this girl on YouTube that puts together the Wrecking Ball by Springsteen and Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. And it's
it'd be the same year, too, wouldn't
it? It's very well done.
I can pull that up.
Please do.
Yeah.
Did a floss dance outside the window. That was a very interesting move.
2010s, baby.
Yeah, welcome to the 2010s.
We need to have need to talk about dances after this.
Gangnam Style is a big one. The dab.
Okay, this looks like this girl singing it, but I can play. There's 8,000 views.
this makes sense knowing Alex. I haven't heard the Bruce Springsteen one, so I have no context.
Me neither.
I just look for
It's good. I love it. It's the album. The songs have meant a lot to me in my life. And
the description is, anybody else out there a fan of both Miley and The Boss? Winky face.
It sounds like there's about a billion things playing at once.
It does.
Okay. Jack, your number two.
My number two is a single. It's Chinese Food by Alison Gold.
How does that one go?
Do you remember that one?
Sorry, it's like a single? It's not the album?
It's not the album. This one, it meant so much to me.
The spiritual sequel to Rebecca Black's Friday.
Yeah, it's by a similar group of people.
It's the same producer. They're the same production team.
Really?
Yeah, Patrice Royale.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video on it.
Didn't Rebecca Black, she came out recently and she was kind of cool.
Now, it's always been cool. Yeah, what are you trashed, talking? You trashed Rebecca Black in the same studio as me.
Well, I mean, obviously, she was like, what, 16 when she made that? So, like,
yeah, obviously.
Obviously, if she was 16.
As all fans of the 2010s know.
Yeah, that's a 2010s Friday. But I remember that being a, I did a lot of dumb stuff when I was 16. And then let alone have my, bar mitzvah present? Was that what it was or something like that? It was like a birthday present. It wouldn't be bar mitzvah because it's 16. It doesn't make any sense.
But, it was delayed. Her parents were busy.
But like a gift like that just goes.
That makes sense. If you're like a rich parent gifting your kid a like professionally produced single, I'd be over the moon as a kid.
The show.
It would haunt me forever. Yeah, this is all bankrolled for Tristan's bar mitzvah present.
You guys ever been to a bar mitzvah?
No.
I've been to a b'nai mitzvah, which is when they're twins. It was the only two Jewish kids in my school, and they were twins. And they had an open bar for the parents, and they had an open bar.
There's liquor for the parents?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was massive. It was at the Four Seasons, and there's an open bar for the parents, and then a bar that was just giving out cans of pop for the kids.
Oh,
and the sheer amount of sugar that we all, I think everybody had about 10 cans of pop. We were all 13 and just like vibrating.
Those are the days.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
It was fun.
Yeah. So now we are moving on to the number one of the albums of the decade.
This is it.
Here.
Is it. No intro music for this.
No.
Here, let me play. I got some intro music we can play.
You got some. This is the number one album of the decade from Owen Heaney, Alex Pandey, Jack Lamming. What is this? Oh, is this Chinese food?
Yes.
Your number two is the intro to your number one.
Yeah.
My number one. We can listen to the whole thing. my number one for the entire decade started off at the very start of the decade, you know, like mm-hmm. really early, and that's 2010, and that is The Suburbs by Arcade Fire.
Oh yeah.
Out of the blue, who would have seen it
coming?
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
From a podcast that only talks about Arcade Fire. Mm-hmm.
It'd be a bit awkward if yours isn't Arcade Fire.
No. So the thing is, my number one pick, you know, I've thought a lot about it in terms of albums of the decade, albums that, you know, like I mentioned, meant a lot to me and changed my life in some way, shape, or form. This tracks a lot more for, I guess, the top couple here. I mean, Melodrama could easily have been numbers 6 through 10. That's just how I felt right now. But my number one is an Arcade Fire album. But I think in terms of most influential albums of the decade, unironically, I think I put Everything Now as my number one album.
What?
In terms
no.
of
I
mean,
no
that, the direction way. That my life went after, like, we listened to that, and as a result, we started a podcast and ended up meeting one of the members of the band. And, you know, Owen and I got a lot closer as friends, and it opened up our lives. That's how we met you two, is because we met to the start of the podcast. It's all because that album came out. And if I think in musically, sure, I'll put it up. Obviously, Suppers is number one. Yeah. Of course. What am I? I'm an idiot. in terms of influence, Everything Now, number one. Maybe.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a good reason.
Damn,
that's
a good reason. You gave a good argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your turn, Jack.
mine is, this is also from 2010. It's Bang Pow Boom by Insane Clown Posse. That one's known for its single Miracles.
Oh, that one, that, yeah, that there's, song, my life is pre and post Miracles.
That song, it really redefined how I saw science in the world.
Yeah.
And to quote the Insane Clown Posse, I don't need scientists telling me, and then I won't swear, but think of it as a synonym for poop.
Huh.
Yeah.
What?
I know. It's a bit vulgar, but
it's wild really. Because it's one of those songs that up until you hear it, you're like, I respect scientists. I think they know things.
Somebody understands how magnets work.
Yeah. But then they're like, they come out at you saying, magnets, we don't know how this works. You don't trust scientists.
They put together a rock solid idea for why global warming is a hoax.
Yeah.
Which is, I live my life by today.
What do they call people who are fans of Insane Clown?
The Juggalos, yes.
So would you call yourself a Juggalo?
No, I've only listened to Bang Pow Boom, and I've never been to the gathering of the Juggalos.
Like, you haven't, like, painted your face or anything?
Not for this.
Not for this.
Yeah.
who hasn't enjoyed a good face paint every now and then?
Oh yeah, you got to do that.
Spider-Man, a tiger.
Yeah, tiger. That was what I was going to.
That's gonna, a classic one. Yeah.
Yeah. You think you guys would be good at painting faces?
Yeah. What a great.
Tristan, what's your number one?
Yeah.
Oh right, I had to pick
you have
a
to
number
give
one.
Your number one.
Oh, that's the hardest one to pick.
Yeah, let's speculate on whether or not albums came out in this decade that you enjoy.
I'm going to have to look it up.
All right, The Freewheel and Bob Dylan, yes or no?
okay, so maybe I'd say, can I give like three kind of ish ones that I'd think of?
No.
What?
We all decided.
Well,
it's your show, man.
I would say LCD Sound System, This Is Happening, 2010.
That's on my top 10.
Yeah.
We don't care about
say,
your top 10. How many times do we have to go over this?
Modern Vampires in the City would probably be maybe like, you know, maybe a top one or two. And then from that, I think, you know what? And this is maybe a similar reason for Alex, but Mac DeMarco Salad Days, I think, was a watershed moment in my musical understanding. Because before that, I had listened to, knew music. I tried to know music. Like, I knew, like, rock radio hits sort of thing. But then that was like, oh, there's, like, this whole other thing going on. Like, I didn't really understand indie music as much as from
and
that.
And he's from the interior as well, isn't he?
No, he's from Edmonton.
Born in Duncan, though.
Is he?
The far
interior. Oh, I
didn't interior.
Know that. I didn't know that. Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, every
time. Yeah. So, yeah, that was
have you been to Duncan?
Never been to Duncan.
So, it's like, I feel like as part of your musical journey with the album, you should go there.
I should go listen to it.
A pilgrimage.
Yeah. So, yeah, those would be, like, some ones there. Even though I don't think that's the best album of the decade, but I think it's, like, it's a cultural album.
Yeah. It really defined an entire aesthetic for like a generation of guys who like to tuck in their t-shirts to their pants and roll up their jeans.
Yeah, and I'm still doing that.
I have cuffed my jeans. Yeah, probably since around then.
Yeah, since I knew that was a thing people did.
Yeah, I was like, this is way easier.
Yeah. I don't have to buy pants that fit my leg length.
Do you remember when you'd get jeans that were way too long and the backs would get all like torn up?
Oh, yeah. And,
you'd look like a child because you probably wore one.
Yeah, because you were. You remember that time you looked like a child because you were a child?
Remember that time you used to like sleep in a crib and suck on a bottle?
Oh, you were so dumb.
You loser.
Shut up, man. Shut up.
My girlfriend's listening.
She doesn't know I was a baby.
Yeah. All right. So there's another thing that happens towards the end of the year. It's a little thing called Christmas.
Huh. And it's simply having
wonderful Christmas time. It's a topic that we're very well versed in. If you want to go into the Arcade Fire Sings the Alphabet Backlogs, we've had multiple Christmas episodes featuring our very own Tristan and Jack.
And both of which we took off the rails.
Yeah, we did. All right, we're
the old
go,
archives.
We're going to go to a quick break and listen to my personal favorite Christmas song, Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
Oh.
And you know it's a real Christmas song because one of the members is now a reverend. And,
is that true?
Yeah, Reverend Run.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We'll be back in 4 minutes and 2 seconds.
Little Lep, where have you been?
Naughty, naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oughta naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice.
Macy's.
Yo, man, let's go eat, man. I'm starving.
Come on, man.
Yo.
Mouser in. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Well, that last ad was a bit weird.
Yeah, that was, I don't even know what it was advertising. It's very strange. You're, of course, listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM on the Unceded Territory of the Musqueam people here at UBC.
For the last 23 minutes of our show, I got an idea.
Well, what happened for the first hour? People might not be tuning in.
You explain that. I'll get
so we've been having a decade in review show. I am Tristan. I am one of the normal co-hosts at T-Bone Wheeler on Twitter. I'm here with my other co-host, Jack.
Hey, I'm Jack Lamming at Jack_Lamming on Twitter.
And then we have two guests, Alex Payende.
How's it going?
And Owen Heaney.
Also here.
Who are from... Alcade Fire Sings the Alphabet, currently on hiatus, but they say it's coming back. And Alex is in the band Northern Lights.
He invented the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I had a moment where I thought I was saying it wrong.
Yeah, we're called Banquet Lights.
That's what I thought.
I thought you were doing a bit that just didn't really connect.
No, I just have been fried today.
That's fair. So... I want to
Northern Lights.
It's,
that was dumb of me. I'm sorry, Alex.
Yeah, we're on the
Fool.
Classic Radio Panini podcast.
He's zinging us with Italian foods now. Look what you did.
I'm
sorry. You've emboldened him.
I'm sorry.
You can't give him material like that.
You give him an inch, he takes a mile.
Yeah. God. Anyway, I want to get the fireplace crackling.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to talk about...
Maybe get like a little like silent, like slower, like quiet Christmas songs playing in the background, like jingles. Bells, maybe?
Maybe.
Jingles and bells?
Tristan's a real backseat producer, huh?
He really is. Let me do this. We're talking about Christmas. And Tristan...
He's never going to learn if you don't just let him do it.
This is true.
Yeah.
Well, I was just suggesting.
Remember the movie Fly Away Home? Where the girl has to teach the geese how to fly?
Oh,
and
yeah!
So, that wasn't in the 2010s. I think that was in the 90s, though. But that was a movie.
That was...
that's similar
that was
to
a movie.
E.T., isn't it?
Yeah, they teach E.T. to fly?
Yeah.
With a giant goose.
Yeah. Did they put the goose in the front of a bicycle?
This could just connect because E.T. goes home and this one's Fly Away Home.
Yeah. I've never seen
that's
E.T. I thought they taught him how to fly.
What do you think of that E.T. thing where they took away the guns and made them walkie-talkies?
Never heard of it.
What?
In the original cut of E.T., all the...
E.T. was holding a gun the whole time. Yeah, it was...
He had it sideways, pointed at everyone all
the
time.
It was the original director was just this right-wing fanatic.
Even aliens have a right to bear arms. No, in the original cut, all the police and, like, FBI and, like, Secret Service or whatever all had, like, guns. And so then when they re-released it, I don't know, however many years later, Steven Spielberg said, no, that's too threatening for children. So they computerized all the guns out of their hands and put in walkie-talkies. So that's why when you watch the movie, if you look closely, you can see people holding walkie-talkies like their guns.
Cool.
It's like, Henry Cavill in the latest Mission Impossible.
They replaced his mustache with a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, that's the one.
Wait, what was actually happening?
So they were filming...
Superman.
Yeah.
Or Justice League. One of
them. It was one of the...
Release
crappy...
the Snyder Cut. Am I right?
They were filming and they had to do reshoots, but Henry Cavill was filming Mission Impossible, which he has an amazing mustache for that fantastic movie. But he couldn't shave it. Yeah. And so they had him do reshoots and then they digitally edited away his mustache.
Oh, wow.
And it makes him look like he has like Botox. It looks really, really weird.
I heard he didn't want to.
He
doesn't want to be an actor
more. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
He didn't want to what?
He didn't want to shave the mustache.
Oh. I thought you said he didn't want to be an actor anymore.
He's in The Witcher now.
Is he?
The what?
The game or the...
The Witcher?
The Witcher.
Witcher what? Which one?
Gross.
Witcher one?
I just want to say about this background noise, though. It's like, I get it's a fire now, though. But before, I just heard it. I'm like, are people snapping? we having a spoken word competition right now? It's got some snapping in the background.
You know what the kids go to on those weekday nights? They're spoken word competitions.
Spoken word competitions.
Tristan, if you look to your right here, we got a Christmas present.
I have a gift. It's about the regular...
For the listener.
It's wrapped in paper.
It's wrapped in paper, like most good gifts are wrapped in paper. It's about, I would say, 8 inches long from the floor. About 3 or 4 inches wide.
Also from the floor.
What about depth?
And about an inch thick. So I'm thinking this is a book.
Why don't you give it a few knocks into the mic?
No.
Come in.
Uh-huh. Oh, hit it on the mic. So by the looks of things, it looks like a book. Would you like me to open this gift?
Yeah, do it on air.
It says Tristan T-Bone Wheeler. I did get Jack a gift, but because I was in an exam today, I didn't get a chance to wrap it or bring it to the studio. But it exists.
We'll update you in January when we come back.
We should get Alex to do the closed captioning on this one, like when you turn your TV and it's on the wrong setting.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, Alex, do you want to describe this?
Describe video?
Yeah.
Tristan is currently picking one of the corners to wrap. He's wrapping along the
unwrapping.
Edge and not.
I just want to say,
he's re-wrapping it.
Hey, I don't want to see what's in here.
He hates it so much.
He's along the top, not the face of the O. It looks like it is a book, a hardcover book. The actual cover is blue, but the Wild and Crazy Guys is
Wild
the
title. Wild and Crazy Guys. How comedy Mavericks of the 80s changed Hollywood forever.
Tristan just read the title of the book and then the label at the top, and he said Wild and Crazy Guys and how the comedy Mavericks of the 80s changed Hollywood forever. And then Jack said, who is now holding up his phone, you should let Alex do that. Jack is currently taking a picture of Tristan holding up
the book
and the
wrapping paper. Thank you so much, Jack, for this gift.
Tristan just said, thank you so much, Jack, for this gift.
That's so nice of you, Jack. Thank you.
No worries.
You haven't watched enough described audio. You don't say what they say. It's more, and you're too into it emotionally. You got to be as dead as possible.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you.
I figured, like,
a man sits in a chair.
Now, I'm going to tweet this photo. We need a hashtag. Hashtag wild and crazy guy.
Yeah.
There we go. I got it. Don't worry, guys. I'm
pick
good.
A read one sentence at random.
There's an inscription in here. Shall I read that?
Yeah.
This might not be the new phone book, but I hope you like it anyway. Sergio Lovejoy. That's it. That's nice because that's like from The Jerk.
It is. A classic line from a classic Steve Martin movie.
What a sweet gift, Jack. Thank you.
Damn right.
But a random page. They weren't alone.
Now, if you want to know what that's about,
check out.
We'll have an update when Tristan reads the book.
This has been one long extended ad for Wild and Crazy Guys, and now back to Radio Pizza Party.
Published by Crown Archetype.
This guy's thank a you. Crown archetype over here.
Well, thank you for the Christmas gift. So why don't we go through our wish lists?
Yeah.
I had one thing on the wish list, which is Wild and Crazy Guys by Nick DeSalmlin.
Yep, and you got it now.
And I got it now.
And
what
he's
about
content?
Mine was to be invited back onto my favorite radio show.
Aww.
Wait, again after this?
Yeah.
God, man.
So, I mean, it's not Christmas. Yeah, you still got to give the gift.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You kind of just came on like right now. Yeah.
Tristan, you missed our SNL references, but he's the Alec Baldwin of the show.
Oh, so super hilarious.
Is it the Paul Simon? Because I've been a guest host and a musical guest. The most.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm the Paul Simon.
Are you? Yeah, that's true. Or like, is that the only one who's done that? Michael Bublé?
Has he?
I don't know.
Maybe Donald Glover or...
Yeah.
Did he write for SNL at one point?
No, I don't think. He just did his own thing on YouTube.
Tim Robinson did.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So you're a Paul Simon. And does that make Owen the Art Garfunkel? I am so sorry.
I'm going to go make my own movie and ruin our duo.
Is that what happened? I don't know anything about how they fell apart.
Yeah, he made E.T., filled it with guns.
Paul Simon was like, it was supposed to be walkie-talkies.
It single-handedly wrecked the album, the music career, and the movie.
Why did he have to go and do that? What are some, a few Christmas traditions? Thank you. Hey, we knew where we were going. Hey, that's...
Link fingers.
We are linking fingers.
Oh, we're sweaty, aren't we?
It's hot in here.
Fire. You know, I don't think the fire is supposed to come out of the fireplace like that.
My laptop, the keys are melting. Yeah, boys.
The vinyl, it's melting the tile. It's like a forge.
Yeah.
It's melting.
What are some Christmas traditions that you guys think that only your family participates in? And then we'll see if our family does that too.
Well, I come from an extended family in terms of like lots of members, so what we do in terms of
Alex looks very displeased with this.
It's a distinct way of putting, like, so my parents are divorced.
Oh, you have a blended family.
That's the term. Blended family. So
extended, lots of members. Not me. There's been like five of us tops going back to the beginning of time.
So we're a blended family. So our Christmas tradition is nothing makes Christmas easier.
Everyone gets back. Everyone in the same room.
Nothing makes Christmas easier than a half and half. You know, you spend the morning with one side, and the other, then, you know, the Christmas dinner with the other. And you know, it's like when you spent too much time at one uncle, and you're like, I want to get the
little
change
out there.
Yeah.
So it's a our tradition is to split up the family time.
Yeah, for sure. I have I do the same thing.
Does anyone else have the Christmas tradition of spending the latter half of the day with Owen's other half of his family?
Sometimes I will.
It's
he
something
won't
that
know
Owen's
I'm there.
Owen's, you know, one half. It's a specific tradition to them.
Yeah,
to spend the other.
That's
half.
Why the family's so extended.
Anybody can come in. Yeah. We're really blending everybody into this family.
Yeah, Alex, what about yourself?
We celebrate on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. It's when we do the big old gift giving, all of that.
That's a religious thing?
Yeah, that's a Hungarian thing.
Oh, okay.
So
the religion of Hungary.
That's the one. After coming back from church, Hungary, it's no, Santa Claus doesn't bring the gifts. It's the angels bring the gifts. And ever since I was very, very little.
You're telling me Uriel comes down and does gives you gifts? That's one of the angels.
Gabriel?
No, Uriel.
Oh, there's lots of reels.
I'm just saying, hey, I guess who knows more angels?
Yeah.
Just
Louis Riel. It's all calling back.
It's a call
social stand.
Okay, yes. Angels.
Yeah, we drive around and look, and when I was younger, my parents would be like, oh, look, there's an angel. And it'd be like, you know, like, oh, we saw one. Oh, they must be just... Yeah, and it's a very specific thing that, you know, like all good family traditions, when you say it out loud to someone that isn't part of your family, it's
ridiculous.
That's sweet. So that didn't mean so.
Yeah, that's sweet. Shut up.
I didn't mean that to be dismissive. So like when you were younger, your mom or your dad would be like, oh, they're the angels, and it'd be like something outside or something like that. Or
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah,
my dad would do that with like Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's just
it'd be like if there was like something fell outside, like, oh, it's Santa. Yeah.
It was your uncle falling off the roof. He was supposed to be pretending to be Santa.
He was trying to rush to see Owen's family.
He did that.
I got to go to the bathroom. Tries to sneak out the upstairs bathroom.
That's bit in Gremlins where he talks about how her like dad died. It's that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. He like dresses up as Santa and he falls off the house.
Owen Grem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it could be like the Santa Claus? Where
he murders Santa? Yeah.
Does he shoot him in that movie?
He actually, he's like, he's like, defend my right to property here.
The real Tim Allen.
I have stand your ground laws here in New Hampshire.
One of my, this is a wild tradition. We like to, Christmas morning, have a coffee, break open the old bottle of Bailey's. Start drinking it at 8 a.m.
How old is this bottle of Bailey's? Is this part of the tradition?
I mean, it's the same bottle of Bailey's?
We're drops at this point. But I don't know. Bailey's never goes off, right? There's only
milk
cream.
In it. Yeah.
It says it's shelf stable. Well, we have Bailey's and coffee.
Fun.
Yeah. I drink like...
And you did that when you were younger, too.
Yeah. Done it since I was two. All right. I'll have like 10 or 12 coffees in the morning.
If you guys are listening, you got to take Jack away from his family.
Nobody else has them, but I have them.
Can you call Charles or Google? Okay, Siri.
Adult
can you call adult child services?
Please.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Huh?
You little freak?
I have a I created a tradition for myself.
Nobody else in your family does it.
Where I watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve, or as close to Christmas Eve as I can, because sometimes things are complicated. Yeah. But yeah,
you're trying to tell us that you're the only one who ever watched It's a Wonderful Life.
We also do that at my house. Miracle on 34th Street is another one.
Yeah,
the Alf Christmas special.
What?
That's a ringer.
It's kind of based on It's a Wonderful Life, but it's, I mean, it's not Alf that wants to kill himself.
Alf wants to kill himself.
Wait, what? Where did Alf? Yeah, if they show how the world would be without Alf, and there's just more cats, because isn't the thing like he ate cats?
He hates these cats.
He never. It's a pretty deep dive into the lore here. If you have a minute,
but he eats cats, right?
Well, he likes to, but he never does in the show because
it's a kids show.
He eats a cat on live camera.
So when did Alf end?
Sometime around when he became Pogs.
What? Sorry?
It's a Simpsons reference. Hey. Haha, good one, Jack. On It's Wonderful Life, though, at the Rio Theater. December 24th, they play It's a Wonderful Life. And I've thought that, you know, say if I was in Vancouver and my parents, or if I wasn't from here, and I was here alone on Christmas, and like, what would be something that would really take me to feel like I'm at home? Mm-hmm. I feel like watching It's a Wonderful Life, even if I was alone, watching that on Christmas Eve would really make me feel like, you know, it's Christmas.
Yeah, that's a really good, it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. But you didn't ask for my Alf question. When did Alf end?
Alf?
Because I'm having distinct...
92, I don't know.
Seriously?
1990, only ran for 4 years.
What? Why do I have distinct memories of watching Alf as a child and loving Alf and thinking that it was a contemporaneous show?
See, that's the thing.
Is it reruns?
Because I was in the same thing with MASH when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
I used to watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood all the time. That ended when I was very young.
Okay, that's true.
Not to brag.
I just thought Alf made it into the 2000s for some reason, but I guess not.
No,
he's
got
a cameo in Mr. Robot. I haven't seen any of the show, but I've seen the Alf.
Alf is on.
Does he help Remy Malek hack something?
I don't know. I haven't.
Like, I need to call in a friend.
Yo, I got a guy.
He's just eating a cat. He puts it down.
Since 92, he's been in Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
he's an Alf in Star Wars or something like that. Or like E.T.
Star
just,
Wars.
Yeah, that's maybe what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and in the Phantom Menace when they... Yeah. Or maybe Attack of the Clones when they show the Senate. And there's the E.T.s, canonically.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
What's up?
A general question. Also, I'm going to sneak in one last tradition. My family, we watch Love Actually every year.
It's not as good as a holiday.
Shut up. Do you guys consider yourselves a Christmas curmudgeon? Like the Grinch or Ebenezer Scrooge?
Oh. Charlie Brown?
Or would you consider yourself a good-natured Christmas cheersman like Michael Keaton in Jack Frost?
A bluesman.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Are you in the Christmas spirit this year?
I think the key to being not a Christmas curmudgeon, because I think I would be, but the key is I just ignore it all until like 3 days before.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you kind of like, it's like getting this like hit of all your Christmas at once versus having that spread out timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have like this power of ignorance, which I have, you can just ignore it all, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in Owen and my lives.
Don't lump him in with this.
Owen is saying no, do not lump me. He's like giving like a no.
Yeah, I mean, like up until this point, it's always like, yep, Christmas break. You have, I mean, even if you had an awful exam schedule, you have like one to whatever amount of time off. But
two amounts of time.
Well, like in the past, like 5 years, 4 or 5 years of university, it's like, oh, you essentially have like almost a month off of classes, just exams, and then whatever. But now it's just kind of like work, and then it's Christmas, and then back to work, and it's gonna be interesting seeing how it plays out when the turnaround of I'm going to work, and then the next day is Christmas.
How long do you get off work?
I don't have time off for Christmas.
Wait, so you're working on Christmas?
Well, no, I have I'm working on the 24th, and the 25th and 6th I have off, but I don't have like a lot of time off.
Alex is an elf.
Oh! Yeah,
Santa's like kind of like a slave driver.
Yeah, I take Boxing Day.
So when I finished, graduating on my degree in toy making, I went straight to the North Pole, They recruited me, what can I say? And I got to work.
Yeah,
it's a busy season.
You got headhunted. You were, yeah.
This guy's not a cotton-headed ninny muggins over here.
You're right. I love the Christmas
insults.
Season. It's
me too.
So good. I understand everyone listening might not be celebrating, might not celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. But so I just like winter to, if you, for you.
Yeah.
If you don't want to hear about Christmas, I love winter.
I would say the 2 weeks at the end of the year, great time.
Winter solstice, from my other half of my family, my Iranian side, they celebrate the winter solstice. I don't know what it's called in Iranian, but it's a thing.
Sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any traditions in your family for celebrating it? Like, do you guys have like a big
it's
meal?
It's not as big as the spring solstice, like the new year. That is the Christmas for that is the thing that's the, but that's common people too. That's like end of the winter, March.
Mm.
It's yeah.
Sweet.
It's
very cool.
No, my birthday is December 22nd, so it's like one of those things where maybe that's why I like to like condense the Christmas holiday, you know, to those like 2 days after my birthday.
Fair.
So I guess, you know, for people who don't celebrate Christmas, you can like also celebrate my birthday.
Awesome. So maybe we're reaching about the end of the show. Up next is Canada Post Rock.
Yeah. I got one question for the birthday boy.
Is it going to be one of the classic, do you share and combine your
birthday
presents?
Never mind.
I mean, we're skipping all the cliches today, right? We're not talking about Die Hard, and we're not talking about...
Oh,
thank
God.
We're not talking about whether someone whose birthday
is... No, but do you guys think Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
The thing is, if you think about it, there's actually Christmas in it.
Yeah, like, is it a Christmas party? And the movie came out in July, so it's a Christmas movie, right?
So we're not talking about presents or Die Hard, so...
Hans Gruber is actually like kind of like a Santa Claus.
Yeah, if you respell it, Hans, it respells Santa Claus. Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it on Reddit.
His middle name is actually Nicholas. So.
It's, but only in the French dubbed version. That was a detail they put in. You know, that's the work of art.
Yeah, it's like the French and Jerry Lewis. All right, let's be done.
Let's finish this off. All right, see you in the new year.
See you in that. Ho, ho, ho. Happy new year.
A happy new year from all of us at
Pizza. Before we go, remember when Frosty says happy birthday? That probably has more pertinence to you.
You specifically saying it to me.
Yeah. Okay. So
happy holidays from everybody at Radio Pizza Party.
From ours to yours.
We'll see you in the new year's.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.